Today, Apple unveiled a series of new iPhones, including a new top-tier model called the iPhone X. The new phone comes 10 years after the company introduced the original iPhone and was announced in Apple's Steve Jobs Theater at its new campus in Cupertino, California. Here's CEO Tim Cook.
The first iPhone revolutionized a decade of technology and changed the world in the process. Now, 10 years later, it is only fitting that we are here in this place on this day to reveal a product that will set the path for technology for the next decade.
Ben Johnson covers technology for Here and Now. He joins us. He's been watching. Ben, welcome.
Thank you, Jeremy.
So the event is just wrapping up right now, but let's talk about what we do know. Start with the iPhone X. It is expensive, $1,000 a pop.
Yeah, $1,000 a pop, as expected. It has no home button, unlike the other new versions of the phone that we saw today. Also, as expected, you've got a glass front and back. This is sort of harkening back to the iPhone 4, which a lot of people remember enjoying. It also helps the company do this inductive charging, this way of like not having to plug your phone in when you charge it, but lying it on some I don't know, piece of metal or glass that will induct a charge into the phone, which I think is really interesting.
So they're taking things away, sort of, from the iPhone, making it a little smoother, a little simpler, but maybe it operates better.
Yep, absolutely.
And it's got Face ID. So you, instead of using your thumbprint or typing in a password, you would use Face ID?
Yeah, this is probably the most interesting thing that we've heard so far today, Jeremy. There's a fancy chip that processes what is being called Face ID that it sort of is like Touch ID. You remember using your fingerprint on the phone home button that's now gone on this version of the phone. And supposedly in real time, this chip recognizes your face, learns the different expressions of your face over time with machine learning, and uses it to unlock the phone in milliseconds.
And apparently it can't be fooled by masks.
Masks. I didn't see whether or not facial hair mattered, but you can wear hats. You can wear different outfits, and it sort of learns over time your different expressions. You can change your hair. This is a big deal because, you know, what if you're wearing sunglasses or ski goggles?
Right.
I think we're going to have to, like, see how this thing works. We've seen it demoed, but you know, I think there are some question marks there.
Okay, so that's the iPhone X. What about the iPhone 8 and 8 Plus?
Yeah, I mean, these are phones that are sort of updates from the 7 and 7S that we've been talking about. Again, some expected changes here. We saw, again, sort of glass on front and back. I believe the 8 version of this phone has a single camera on the back. The 8 Plus has a double camera on the back, which helps with what's called image stabilization. And all of these phones, you know, have this, you know, some different new software things. Like we saw an update for these things called Animoji that are like live animated emoji. And they can apparently like match your expression when you're looking at the phone. So, you know, you can open your mouth and the panda Animoji opens its mouth and maybe you can send it to a friend. I don't know the major use
of
this. I laugh,
but I feel like, you know, in 5 years, this could be how we communicate with each other.
It is so true.
We also got some other updates. Tell us about those.
Yeah, so we got 4K TV for Apple TV, which we've been you know, talking about and expecting. We got also a new third Apple Watch available this month as well. There's a new operating system. It has cellular data, this new Apple Watch. You can get a data plan. I don't know how much that's going to cost you or set you back. It gets us closer to this kind of Dick Tracy watch we've all imagined, right? Being able to make a phone call with your device by talking into it. You know, we got some design updates as well. The button on the side of the watch is now red. You have a new version of the ceramic watch face, different things like that. But yeah.
Now, I'm told the event has just wrapped up, but people may be wondering, how does Ben Johnson know all of these things, or how did he know all of these things before they were all said? There were some leaks in this case.
Yeah, there were some leaks in this case, and they were, you know, by some measures unprecedented. We often get leaks going into events like this for all of the big major tech companies, but the leaks in this case were from this thing called the Golden Master, which is all of these specific files that are going to be used for the event. And folks who are following the leaks and where they're coming from think that they came from a disgruntled Apple employee. Mm. So we'll have to wait and see how that plays out, but kind of interesting.
How has this company been operating over the past 10 years or so? Because, you know, this is an event. I remember Steve Jobs doing these events, but yeah. Now you've got Tim Cook at the helm.
Yeah, it's been really interesting, right? Apple has gone from innovator to trendsetter to standard setter. You've got talk of the company hitting $1 trillion in value if its stock goes up 20% or more, which is not out of the question, especially if we have these $1,000 iPhones. You know, there's no question that Apple is still the biggest deal when it comes to tech companies announcing hardware. At the same time, we're seeing a slowdown of smartphone purchasing in China, things like that. And you have to think of Tim Cook, you know, talking about Steve Jobs and hearkening back to that showmanship. I'm not sure we saw it today.
That's Ben Johnson, who covers technology for Here and Now. Ben, thank you.
Thank you.